Cost classifications. Costs can be classified in different ways. These are not mutually exclusive classifications. They are simply different perspectives for assessing the organization's financial information. The classifications use specialized terminology, similar to the terms used in financial statements to describe certain costs, for example, raw materials, work-in-process inventory, finished goods inventory, cost of goods sold, COGS. Cost classifications include the following: manufacturing versus non-manufacturing costs. These categories help indicate what costs directly relate to manufacturing versus costs related to sales, support, and administration. Product versus period costs. Product costs are manufacturing costs that are recognized only when the associated units are sold. Period costs are non-manufacturing costs that are expensed immediately because they cannot be directly matched to units sold. Fixed versus variable costs. Variable costs vary with the volume of units sold, and fixed costs do not do so within a relevant range of volumes. Differential, sunk, and opportunity costs. Differential costs differ between alternatives. Sunk costs are funds already spent and should not factor into future spending decisions. An opportunity cost is the cost of an opportunity foregone. Costs of quality. Costs of quality help determine the value of quality practices. Exhibit 6-11 summarizes the purposes of these types of costs. Manufacturing and non-manufacturing costs. Manufacturing costs are generally divided into three classes. The first two classes, materials and labor, are further subdivided into direct and indirect costs. Direct materials are everything that becomes part of a finished product, whether they are raw materials or components. Indirect materials support production or are used in the product but are difficult to measure. They may include personal protective equipment, lubricants, hardware, for example nails, bolts, solder, or glue. Direct labor is the work that goes into creating a unit, for example, on a car assembly line, bolting on doors and attaching windshield wipers are direct labor. Indirect labor contributes to the production of the entire shop floor, but not to any specific product. This includes the hours of a materials handling worker who delivers inventory to multiple workstations or of the janitor who cleans the shop. Manufacturing or factory overhead is everything but direct materials and labor. It includes maintenance and repair, utilities, and property costs, for example, interest, taxes, insurance. Non-manufacturing costs include marketing or selling costs, for example, advertising, shipping, sales compensation and expenses, warehousing. Administrative costs, costs associated with individuals and activities involved in managing the organization as a whole, for example, accounting, human resources, senior management, clerical support. Direct and indirect costs. The direct and indirect cost classification is also used in managerial accounting to assign costs to specific cost objects, such as products, product families, jobs, or departments. This helps managers make pricing decisions, analyze profitability, or assess spending. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines direct costs as follows. In traditional cost accounting, variable costs that can be directly attributed to a particular job or operation. Direct material and direct labor are traditionally considered direct costs. Direct costs can include costs other than materials and labor if the cost can be traced solely and specifically to that cost object. For example, if the cost object is a product family and a quality analyst works only on that line, the analyst's salary may be a direct cost. Indirect costs are defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Costs that are not directly incurred by a particular job or operation. Certain utility costs, such as plant heating, are often indirect. An indirect cost is typically distributed to the product through the overhead rates. Take the example of a quality analyst who works for the entire production line rather than to improve a particular product. The analyst's salary is an indirect cost. All of the indirect costs are considered overhead, product and period costs. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines product cost as follows. Cost allocated by some method to the products being produced. Initially recorded in asset, inventory accounts, product costs become an expense, cost of sales, when the product is sold. Period costs include all the costs not included in product costs. Unlike product costs, period costs must be expensed at the time the purchase is made. They are not included in COGS. They include all selling and administrative expenses. This distinction is based on timing, when costs are posted to an income statement or recognized. A product cost is recognized or accrued in the same reporting period in which it is sold, rather than the period in which it was made or purchased. In other words, raw materials purchased and consumed in the first quarter, but not sold, are posted as finished goods inventory on the balance sheet. When the sale occurs, they are posted as a product cost, at which time they become part of COGS on the income statement. The cost of goods produced but not yet sold is included in the cost of inventory on the balance sheet statement of financial position. This cost includes direct materials, direct labor, and overhead that can be attached to the inventory. Variable and fixed costs. A variable cost increases in line with the number of items produced. For example, 100 items with a variable cost of $10/unit will have a total variable cost of $1,000. If 200 items are produced, the total variable cost is $2,000. The unit cost stays the same, but the total variable cost increases. A fixed cost does not vary with the production volume. For example, a manufacturer pays $1,000/month for building and property insurance. It makes no difference whether the factory makes 100 or 500 items a month. The insurance bill will always be $1,000. These costs remain fixed within a given relevant range. For example, above a certain volume, a new plant may be needed.